listener production.
Hello, Paige Busher with your local briefing. The Premier hasn't ruled out beefing up tougher stop and search laws to curb knife crime in WA. It follows the Bondi Junction incident on Saturday and last night's Western Sydney stabbing. Roger Cook says Queensland's laws have shown promising signs.
Well, it's certainly something we're looking at. The knife-related laws that they have in Queensland seem to have been very effective in terms of confiscating, I think, well over 250 knives on the Gold Coast. So that's obviously something that we're paying close attention to.
The city of Kalgoorlie-Boulder is still working to determine the cause of a putrid smell plaguing Boulder. It follows a letter from the Health Minister's office in December to a local resident, which alleges the city identified the odour as a nearby nickel smelting plant. The city's CEO says that's not the conclusion they reached and are continuing to investigate the cause with the Department of Water and Environmental Regulation. A stage, yarning circle and barbecue facilities. These are just some of the upgrades planned for the new community space at the Kurrawang Aboriginal Christian Community. It's thanks to $390,000 in Lottery West funding. And CEO Crystal Carew says work is already underway.
We've already let our contractors know that they've been successful. They're already starting to do measurements and undertake, you know, the initial stuff now. So we would imagine that it would be completed within the next 12 months.
In sport, some big wins in the Avon Valley Football Association season opener over the weekend. The Quiriting Bulls proving their class with a win over York, the score 129-27. While 28 points separated Kellerberrin from Beverley, the Cats taking home the win 69-41. Want more local news? Get free breaking news about our community. Download the Listener app, search for your area, and subscribe now.